What it is, Jive Turkeys, Corey Vincent, back in the pilot seat of Video Game Bang, with a great episode for you, let me say. We have Aaron Carter, Steven Gutierrez, and returning to the program, Jada. If you want to get in touch with us, check us out on Twitter, at Video Game Bang, or Facebook, facebook.com/VideoGameBangBang. And if you want to stay up to date with all of the latest and greatest in nerdy news, go to nerdreactor.com, what you reacting to. All that and much, much more on this week's episode of Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang, your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
You get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? Corey Vincent back in the Video Game Bang. I know you all missed me, especially Steven. I could hear it in his voice.
Nah.
See?
Nah, I didn't.
That's how he lets me know he cares. Everybody, welcome to the Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What you reacting to?
You're welcome for that, Nerd Reactor.
Son of a bitch.
Did you know that's the official Nerd Reactor slogan now?
I've heard.
I was dozed off. What?
We have a new Nerd Reactor slogan that Steven came up with.
Yeah, it
which
did.
Is?
Go what? Fuck yourself.
What you reacting to?
Oh, I like that.
And they
that.
Actually ran with it, and it's now the official Nerd Reactor slogan.
It smite down a lot of other opponents.
There's a lot of other things going against it, and you won. So yeah. I'm going to try a new catchphrase for our podcast, see if it'll catch on.
Video game bang. What are you banging to?
What you banging to?
Porn? I don't
know. All right, Steven, your new task, quit giving the good ideas to Nerd Reactor.
You did give, like, a sweet one.
That's awesome.
Because that's going on, like, t-shirts and stuff like that.
Speaking of t-shirts, Aaron.
Yeah, segue.
Video Game Bang t-shirts are available on nerdreactor.com. Go get them, people. I put in my order today. We're going to be rocking them. A shirt that nobody will understand besides... a couple of you guys.
Why wouldn't they understand it?
We're growing.
I mean, when you just... Yeah, we're growing.
I've got a couple of my regular customers coming in telling me that they love the podcast. They're regular listeners now.
We've been noticed.
Then tell me why the episode that I'm not on... This is a true story, by the way. If you go look at our view counts, last week's episode is abysmal.
Abysmal?
The worst views we've had ever.
I don't think it got marketed right. That's why.
Didn't get marketed right. Yeah. Well, actually, you're kind of right because...
First of all, we came out late, too. It was a holiday.
Maybe you can use that as an excuse.
I'm pretty sure you didn't want to market it as much as you do the other
episodes. I marketed it just as everywhere. It's on Google Plus. I put it on Cause Nation.
It's a lie. And you know how I know it's a lie? It's because every morning when a new episode goes out, my phone rings three times.
That is correct. Mine as well.
Okay, so now I know that's all of our pages that we really tried.
Wow.
And this one did not go off at all. I didn't even know it was out.
I was really surprised.
I got the email alert.
I got two.
I was really surprised that you guys were able to come up with a fairly cohesive show.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I'm not saying I do a lot around here.
Wow.
But you guys did a great job.
We were under some pressure. We had to work in extreme environments.
Extreme.
There was a Street Fighter tournament going on. Or Marvel vs. Capcom.
It was loud.
It was very loud. Exactly. So drunk people around. Yeah, we had to work in some extreme environments.
So if you're listening to this one now, I'm back. Don't worry. But go back, show the guys some love, and watch the worst episode of the podcast ever.
It was the greatest one ever. First of all, let's get that out of the way. But we were playing Guns of Icarus, or not earlier, but a while back. And we were like, oh, yeah, we're just practicing for this tournament or whatever. And I'm like, oh, you guys are the guys from the PS whatever website and whatever. And we're like, yeah, that's us there. He's like, oh, yeah, I heard about you guys. I didn't read too much about it, but I heard of you guys.
People are hearing about us.
Me and Jerry were shocked out of our minds because we were like, "Really, you guys know what?"
Video Game Bang
awesome. Taking over Sacramento, yeah. One ear at a time.
I don't even know who those. No, that was international, sir. Because there was like a German guy in the room. There was
I've heard of you.
I've heard of you. The Video Game Bang.
And now we lost him.
Video Game Bang. I wanted to remind everybody to check out Awkward Conversations podcast on NerdReactor.com. NerdReactor.com podcast tab. After you listen to this podcast and all of our other podcasts, go to Awkward Conversations and skip ahead to the current episode that Aaron and I are on, and they claim it's their most awkward episode yet. I think we turned the tables.
Yeah.
Did you even talk, Corey?
They were a little.
I thought you pulled a Laura.
He was on there from...
I bawled from time to time.
Yeah, he was on there. But I think I had a love connection. Yeah,
Aaron and Anastasia Washington, we might have... What if our podcasts get married?
I'll tell you what, Aaron. If she ever came to Sacramento, I would pay for your date.
Wow, Anastasia Washington.
It's out there. Date.
You know, you shouldn't put your mouth on that one because that's on record right now.
$100 limit.
I swear to you.
Pay for your date.
I swear to you. I was just about to.
You were about to go limousine. I was about flowers, chocolate.
I was about to say, Anastasia, you might as well. We need to plan this out because it's going down.
It's like they're just doing it for
you. You're about to make Aaron look like the Bachelor of the Year.
That's because I support my friend.
Steven
get
says, and you know what? I'll even tag in for you when you can't perform.
Wow. That's terrible.
So you get in there for the first half, Aaron, and warm her up.
He's gonna
get in and finish.
It was a really awkward conversation. It was.
It was good stuff, though.
Dick pics. What were some of the other topics of conversation? Racism?
That was just rampant.
Racism was rampant in this episode.
Video game characters, the wife, who would your wife kill?
Oh, yeah, I remember that, and I remember Corey's.
Oh, you listened to it.
Why didn't you, Miss Pac-Man, bro? Why would you kill
a little racism?
She swallows.
Yeah. Oh, she does swallow balls. I got that.
I mean,
no fat chicks.
I got the STD end of the stick.
Right?
With the Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto hooker. I would have kept the dragon.
See, I was,
and then Khaleesi.
No, because I was like, how many times do you get to slay a dragon?
That's true. But how many times do you get to tame a dragon?
In Skyrim, you slay too many dragons. Jada is back in the show. I didn't even do my normal introduction.
Okay,
I apologize, everybody.
Who's on the show?
Video Game Bang, everybody. If we were 80s bands, he would be Devo, Steven Gutierrez.
The hell? Whip it.
They sing Whip It. Yeah.
Whip It.
Come on, man.
Whip It Good.
It's the only song they ever really made it big with.
So I get a one-hit wonder and...
They had another one called Whip It Remix.
Hey, you get
Whip It 2?
You get a...
Electric Terrible. Boogaloo?
You
get...
You got the Nerd Reactor catchphrase. If you get us a catchphrase, we'll upgrade you from Devo.
You'll go from Devo to Hammer.
Wow. That's actually very big upgrade.
That is a big upgrade, but then he got broke.
She would be Annie Lennox, Jada.
Wow, you got me stumped on that one. I'm gonna be
honest.
I don't
know who that is either.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
Another one-hit wonder. Wow, you are a one-hit wondering all around.
Just keep the one-hits going.
Scared of who I'm going to.
Aaron Carter, Eddie Murphy,
Rick Adams.
Yeah. The party all the time.
I'm happy with that.
The Eddie Murphy of podcasts, I don't know. That's too high. That might be too high of praise.
That bar is rather high, but I will
accept
that.
I'll give him Rick Astley.
Wow.
It's actually pretty big.
Yeah, he's still popular, actually.
You know how many people know his song?
Exactly.
It's everywhere.
Never going to girl.
How many people been Rickrolled?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I am, of course, of your host, Vanilla Ice.
You have anger issues.
Yeah
you do.
Stole your biggest hit.
But you did have Go Ninja.
Ninja rap. I'm so glad you came back to the show. After Aaron embarrassed you like a dick.
Embarrassed?
This
is the first time you guys have become face to face.
You know what? It's
if you have listened to the other shows,
I haven't actually
totally said I take full responsibility for the for the death of you.
Oh my god. That was obvious. Yeah. That was totally your
fault. And then I also said if you listen to the clip, it's me starting to try not to laugh through the whole thing because it was hilarious to me.
Oh my god! Like,
Jada doesn't rage that often.
I don't. You guys.
And that's why this is classic.
Never rage, especially in League. Like, I'm just used to people sucking. And so, you know, it's like I just make up for it. I still got the kill.
You got the kill.
I was just really hoping Aaron was going to learn that you can push more than one button to play League of Legends.
Aaron!
It's not.
Everybody, welcome back. It's a What You Playing theme song.
Somebody found the file.
Brought to us by Kyle McGuire. What are you Kyling to?
And that's where the show just stopped in its tracks.
That's what we're Kyling to.
John Wynn just texted me. He's changing the theme song now. I mean, theme, whatever. Watch that joke.
Wow. Steven Gutierrez, you ran the show a few weeks ago. You're back here, as always. What are you playing?
I actually was playing the free games with gold Deadlight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's Deadlight. Uh-huh.
Yep. Game is difficult. I keep dying.
Difficult good or difficult angry?
Just annoying. But the game's fun. Side scroller platform.
And that is for 360. The rest 360, of the month, right?
Yeah, that was the one that came out on the 16th.
So if you're listening to this, you want to play the game, go get it now.
Yeah, check it out. It's definitely worth, at least one playthrough.
Oh, Aaron.
Your gold expired?
Gold expired,
yeah. So he's transcended to PC fully now, right?
Not fully. I still have other systems called my telephone. But go ahead.
I don't count that as a system.
So I still got my ColecoVision. Still got my Engage.
Jada, what you playing?
I actually just put down Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm 3. Just finished platinuming that. Every trophy, every freaking boss battle,
holy
S ranking.
Nikes, a Naruto game?
Hell yeah. Everything,
it's a lot of fights.
It's a lot of fights. My game clock ended probably around 80 hours or so.
That's way too much time for a Naruto game.
But to be fair, it was probably supposed to be around 40 to 50 because I fell asleep a couple minutes. Yeah. Believe it!
So did you play as Krillin?
Yes.
I know, right?
Yes. Krillin did make an appearance.
Good lord.
Create a character. But
that is the worst.
I don't know what anime porn you watch.
That's everyone where they have a power up.
Oh my god! Wow. But yeah, I finished that, and I'm rolling into Killer is Dead next.
Ooh, that should be a good one.
I wanted to play that.
So that's my next. That's my next goal.
Aaron Carter, what you playing?
Beyond Smite, of course, because Smite is amazing. I've been playing Little Guns of Icarus.
Oh, I'm gonna go back to that. It's good.
Actually, it's really good when you're playing with somebody that knows what they're doing. We actually jumped into a match. Me and Jerry jumped into a match with a guy who was piloting us, and he was teaching us the basics and everything. And
did you guys call him Captain?
No, not one time.
You guys should have.
Not one time. It was one of the, quote-unquote fans that recognized us, you know.
Was he like, starboard side?
But he was kind of yelling out commands like that, yeah. And his ship that he used was like the Spire or something like that.
Ooh, that's a difficult one.
The really
too,
tall one?
That's actually a really easy one to maneuver around and pilot if everybody has their roles down. Like, I was an engineer and I was in charge of like the engine and then the two side thrusts. And I just stayed on the bottom deck. And then like once in a while I might jump on a gun just if it was on my side. But like the roles are more defined in that ship. Yeah. Like
Spire.
So I was like, we might have to switch to that one because that was pretty cool. It's just it's a very light ship and it takes damage so quickly.
I remember looking at that one and we were like, ooh, that's kind of cool.
But this dude, he knew everything about the guns, how much damage. It was like he was like, you know, those elite League of Legends players. You know, they know all the percentages and all that type of stuff. He was like that, but just for, you know, Guns of Icarus.
You don't have a name to shout out? Captain Ron?
Random. It was a Japanese name. So
describe the characters.
Nah.
it was a chicken mark.
If he knows
it was in Wingdings.
If he listens, then hey, thanks for the help. You know, now we know a little bit more. Maybe we'll win this tournament.
He's just sitting there with his friends. He's like, he's talking about me, guys.
It's me
talking about me.
But the asshole didn't remember my name.
And then I don't know.
Then a rival was born.
I know, right?
Pokemon style.
We'll call him Jamie Foxx.
Terrible. That's, Corey, what are you playing?
Oh, thanks for asking.
Wow.
I've been playing Super Stickman Golf 2 on my wife's Galaxy S5.
What?
Why?
That actually sounds kind of awesome. Super stick man.
How many times are you going to bring the show to a stop?
I don't know. We should start a counter.
Should have been playing my tablet, guys.
It is really cool, especially when you have friends to play it with.
It's a golf game?
It's a golf game, but like it's, of course, extreme obstacles, portals, and all sorts of crazy stuff.
Does it have the South Park mod where your angry wife comes in and beats you to death?
No.
No?
Unfortunately, no.
Was this free?
Of course. Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't be playing it. Oh, you can get it, and we can play together. Super Stickman Golf 2.
I'll look it up while you're describing
it's
more.
It's like a turn-based golf game. There's a single player, tons of unlockables to do.
Wait. What's a non-turn-based golf game?
I mean, like...
Just freestyle. Everybody swings. Everybody swings. Free for all.
Yeah. Well, there is a mode like that where you can get up to four players in a room, use, Bluetooth, and all play at the same time and race to get to the hole.
Wow. I'm looking it up. It said it actually won the Editor's Choice Award for the App Store.
It's a really good game. It's on iOS and Android.
5 million downloads. Wow.
Windows phones, you're kind of screwed. You can always find a match on there. It's been a really good game. Wow. Other than that, I've been playing the Game of Life, people.
Getting lucky?
I'm up all night to get lucky.
In the Game of Life?
Yeah. for you guys who don't know, I've been busy a lot lately. We've been remodeling my backyard, so Aaron's been taking over a lot of the duties of making the shows.
Said duties.
I've lost also 25 pounds, everybody.
Congrats. Wow.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
25 I've pounds. Actually absorbed your 25 pounds. Wow. And been stuffing my face. Well, Toll House pita chips, delicious.
Pita chips are good.
They're delicious.
You'd be surprised how much extra energy you have when you just lose a little bit of weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there you have it.
On to the news, everybody.
Way to make our fans angry, dick.
All of our fans are beautiful to me. Why is Donkey Lips listening to our show so avidly?
Because what else is he doing?
Actually, I saw him on an episode of Raising Hope. He's one of the guys who schnubbed us.
What were we going to talk to him about, though?
I wanted to talk to him so bad about, being a Nick kid and stuff.
Being a Nick kid?
Yeah. Donkey Lips.
The guy off of Salute Your Shorts. The fat guy off of Salute Your Shorts.
He was in Dude Where's My Car.
Was he in Dude Where's My Car?
Yeah. Who?
One of the dudes who was popping the
I know who you're talking about now.
They're all wearing bubble wrap suits.
Oh, yeah. The one with the lisp?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. We got news, people.
Wow.
And we're going to get to it, goddammit. Destiny will fly you and Titans, Hunters, and Warlocks to the moon. Aaron, you're getting really crafty with these titles.
Now read it like if you were William Shatner.
Wow.
Destiny will fly you. No, that's terrible.
Yeah, all right.
A revamped website for Destiny, Bungie's upcoming sci-fi shooter, has spilled the proverbial space beans. You didn't write that.
No.
Okay. So wait, we're plagiarizing?
I just copied and pasted that article right
space
there.
Space beans. I like that.
I would change beans to marbles.
Space marbles.
It's that one ting, Aaron. That difference.
On player classes, there's going to be the Titan, the Hunter, and the Warlock. Destiny classes hew close to the holy trinity of RPGs. There's a fighter, a rogue, and a wizard. Titans are the fighter analog. Yeah, you obviously did not write this. This is all copy and pasted. I'm expecting to read it like a fifth grade level, and I'm getting college stuff.
What? Wow. How dare you.
Titans are the fighter analog, wearing thick, bulky armor described on the Destiny site as steadfast and sure. Hunters are the roguelike class, the Destiny possessing a unique brand of daring and ingenuity. Warlocks align with the wizard archetype, using arcane energies to slay their foes.
There we go. Reading
is
hard.
I can do it. okay. What do we think?
I think we need to... this kind of tempers my excitement.
You're wanting something different.
Because the first thing that I read is it's following the Holy Trinity of RPGs. We've seen it so many times.
That was one of the things, talking points with Janice Davis.
Yeah, and I mean, it's done over and over. And that means we're going to get the same type of classes. Somebody's going to tank for everybody. Somebody's going to do magic damage from a distance. And then somebody's going to sneak up behind and stab somebody. So it's just like, when are we going to get something new? Bungie should have taken this time to definitely come up with something fresh and new.
Will you be happier if each class, let's say, has three different subpaths.
You're talking about like skill trees, kind of
Borderlands
style.
Yeah, skill trees. So you could be like a healing mage, you can be a damage mage, or you can be a
jack of all trades.
That's still following.
Still too much down the trail for Aaron.
It's very Borderlands.
It's very Borderlands. Yeah. I mean, with news like from EverQuest Next coming out, where it's kind of like you don't have these standard defined classes where you're going to be having a whole bunch of different abilities from what you've explored and you found. We got to open up this box and stop, you know, putting ourselves in this little corner of, oh, that's the rogue. He does what rogue things do. You know, have the gameplay catered towards the player as opposed to,
you want Skyrim.
Yeah.
You want Skyrim to wear whatever you do. You want that style.
Because I think it'd be more, you know, like if it adds more difficulty to the game, because if you build a boss or something like that in the game that rogues do really well at, not everybody's going to be specking towards rogues or everything like that. You're going to be specking towards how you like to play. So in our, you know, group, maybe we'll have one guy that specs. So maybe he'll shine out of that match. But everybody else will be kind of just doing average or okay or something like that. So, I mean, instead of it just, you know, it makes things kind of predictable. I don't know. It's too enclosed. It's too linear.
But what if, there's two different routes you can go with this. You can be, you know, totally, you know, open and stuff like that. But what if they take these three tropes that we're used to? I mean, what if they just really nail it? What if Bungie just, you know, nails it? It's a ton of fun. Most fun you've had playing these tropes.
But
would that do it for you?
Nailing the, I mean, it have to
would
be.
Would that be enough for you?
It would have to be, I don't know, the class, it would have to make me feel like, or it would have to make me forget that I'm playing this class.
Steven Gutierrez, you're on the clock.
I just want to know why we're trying to impress Aaron. Screw him. That's what you think. It's not about what you think.
This is about the consumer. That's exactly right. What you're doing.
This is the thing.
But
the consumer.
But snakes and sparklers are the only ones he likes.
I'm part of the consumer. Look, here's the thing that we just saw on the internet. I can't remember who posted it, where they were like, who's killing the sales of video games, or who's killing innovation? It's the gamers. They're saying,
I agree.
We buy the same thing over. Sales of Call of Duty go up and up and up. For the same thing over and over.
And that's why
I think we're turning a leaf, though. I think that's true, but I think that look at all the voxel-based awesome games that we have up on the horizon.
Those aren't the mainstream, though.
I think, is Minecraft mainstream?
No, not it
is now.
I swear. If you
it's
go
closer.
And look, if it's closer to, yeah, it's closer than it was, than it would have been like years ago, but I got to find that video. I can't remember who posted it up, but it literally shows the trends from years ago to now. And they're like all the innovative games, they're not. And then they showed the biggest example was Mario. The top selling Mario games was like Super Mario World, the regular Mario from Nintendo, the Game Boy Advance Mario,
64.
Not 64. All the 2D side scrolling ones. The lower ones were your Mario 64, your Mario for the GameCube, the one that took risks and actually innovated the game. Because people like what they know already. I understand Rogue, Warrior, and Warlock or whatever that's what people know. That's what they're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Maybe my palate is more refined than the average
Joe. We should invent some tropes that don't exist yet.
But see, that's what EverQuest Next usually, I mean, it seems like it's moving towards.
And I got something for that, for like tropes that don't exist type thing. I was actually talking today about it because, you know, Dragon Age Inquisition got announced officially for October. It's coming in or whatnot. You know, it's going to have the whole, and Mass Effect does it too. You know, you know, you're nice to these people. So their stats go up and stuff like that. I want in one of my games to where even if I piss this fucker off to where a different type of rivalry type stat goes up. So maybe he starts to mimic my character because he wants to be more of a badass than my character is. Something like that. You know, something that hasn't been done in games. At least I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either. That would be that's really more of you impacting the environment than normal, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so I mean.
But it's just like this was, and the reason why I bring all this up is because Destiny was one of the big ones that I was, you know, hyped for to get back onto the consoles. But then it just kind of seems like it's going to be a, you know, a modification of Borderlands.
It's possible. Moving on in the stories, we have Assassin's Creed Unity will reportedly have four-player co-op narrative. According to a report from The Escapist, Assassin's Creed Unity will feature four-player cooperative play through the game. Supposedly, Ubisoft will have two demos to showcase at E3, one focusing on single-player, the other on the new mode. If this is true, maybe the game's name will make a little more sense now.
Yeah, Unity.
Unity!
Exactly. I don't know how you're going to have four assassins running around and work in combined, because somebody's going to... Unless
you're one idiot.
But
like,
you can use
him over a rock.
Stay in the shadows.
That'd be kind of cool if you just have that guy who's not the best, you know, stealth person create a distraction over there, causing all the guards over towards him, and then you can assassinate the person you got. But you still got like 3-on-1, which is just crazy.
Yeah.
A bunch of people just stabbing one guy. That's just ridiculous.
Think about that.
Yeah, like
Foreside.
I can't wait for the comic. Blade. There's going to be web comics for that. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of seems like
supposed to be lone wolves, not pack animals.
Unless they do some like open world thing, maybe like Grand Theft Auto, where you guys kind of split up and you have to do different objectives.
Take out multiple targets at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's unique for an Assassin's Creed game.
It's definitely trying to change.
It's a gamble.
I think it's going to look awesome, like you and three friends doing the free running through the city. Like they've nailed the free running.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be cool.
I want to see them integrate where you have to have voice chat in there. And
when I can stab a kid in the face in that game.
And like if you have the voice chat, you have to mandatory.
We're gonna save this audio clip for when Steven ends up getting arrested for murder.
I want to stab a kid in the face.
I'll be happy when I can stab a kid in the face.
Integrate voice chat and then make it to where if I talk to you, people around can hear and react to it.
Oh, they have that. That's totally easy to do with the Kinect.
Well, no, I know they've done it already in Splinter Cell, but I want this in Assassin's Creed. That way, we have to kind of use our hand motions or something like that and be like, oh yeah, I know what he wants me to do now or something like that.
So you want Kinect features too? You want to
not Kinect. Oh,
you have to grab the rock you're climbing.
Screw that.
Climb.
GameStop to close 130 stores to make room for 300 to 400 tech stores. As a part of GameStop and AT&T's partnership, GameStop will be closing around 130 video game stores to make way for their 300 to 400 tech-centered stores. This will only affect about 2% of the company's stores. The new tech stores will feature brands such as Simply Mac, Spring Mobile, and Cricket Wireless. The CEO of GameStop, Paul Raines, believes that this change will continue to add diversity of goods and services to GameStop customers. He sees this as a unique opportunity to not to make a lot of profits. They want to make money.
To not make a lot of profits.
To not make a lot of profits.
There you go. It's positive now.
Reading. It's also been reported that GameStop will begin working on technology of their own, like wearable tech and home technology. Will video games be pushed to the side for newer technologies? Everybody, what do you think?
No. That's their bread and butter is video games.
Yeah,
it's.
I mean,
weird that they're going to close 100.
Is it still going to be called GameStop?
There'll probably be some other
tech
type
stop.
Of name.
That's
yeah,
tech stop.
I was thinking they're going to. I was going to ask you guys, when do you think they're going to drop the game part?
And just be stop.
Stop.
Get
your ass in this store.
Yeah. No, I don't think they'll ever drop the GameStop. I mean, if anything, once they acquire more companies, like they've been doing over the years, they may integrate and change the name from there.
They're
going to
go to like GS
Industries. But I think what people are worried about with this article is them
closing stores.
Not closing stores, but like digital download is coming.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So
this is GameStop setting themselves up to survive in the future.
So yeah, so whenever they morph into TechStop or whatever.
And if you're gonna partner with anybody, partner with AT&T.
Really?
Those guys get shit done. Yeah, they've been busted up into multiple pieces because of Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had
the board game.
Well, it's kind of like
Monopoly man got pissed.
Well, it's kind of like back in the day, you know, Apple signed that exclusive agreement with AT&T. That was the only place you could get an iPhone was through AT&T. So that's, I mean, they're one of the juggernauts of the phone business. I mean, T-Mobile's obviously growing.
T-Mobile
is huge right now.
Yeah.
And I don't see that slowing down.
What about them Cricket Wireless?
What the hell is Cricket Wireless?
it's exactly
Metro,
what it is.
Metro.
Oh my gosh.
That's over here.
But I think this is AT&T trying to also consolidate and help expand themselves to keep up with T-Mobile.
The storefront presence.
I tell you what, before we run out of time, I don't want a GameStop tech on me. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. You can reserve this game if you're not getting your new computer to work.
Yeah, exactly.
This watch links straight to Game Informer.
Wow.
All right, everybody. We're going to be back with much more Video Game Bang after the break. Stick around.
This is Michael John Malo, composer of Strider. You're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey, this is Stephen Barton. I'm the composer for Titanfall, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Welcome back to Video Game Bang, where we ask, what you banging? What are you banging? Are you banging?
Yeah, we're just out.
That's it. I was gonna say, people are probably like, hopefully your wife. Hopefully your sister. Hopefully your grandmother.
Aaron, wow. You gotta cut it out with the sister stuff, bro.
What's what? We're keeping it in the show family.
I know.
You're
hot.
Keeping it in the show family.
Yeah.
Because we're Lannisters now.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's.
I'm not gonna Jamie anybody, I'll tell you that.
You're not Jamie anybody?
No. Never that. That's terrible.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah, exactly what we're calling it.
Like anybody would want to RU.
Wow. That's so terrible. Then we have a little more gaming news.
We do have some gaming news, Mr. Segway Carter. I'm just trying to find them.
Wow.
I'm just trying to find them. Watch Dogs multiplayer detail. Deathmatch, free roam, tablet versus TV.
Ooh. I like the tablet
stuff.
I got
a boner. Yeah. I got a little boner.
It's gimmick.
No, we gimmick. Did you watch the video?
It's a gimmick.
Well, let's put it this way. If there's a game to use the tablet versus TV, Watch Dogs is the game to do it.
We saw what they're going to do with it, though.
Go, the single-player game's hacking powers transfer over to multiplayer, mm-hmm. with players able to wirelessly defuse opponents' grenades or trap them in an automated suspension bridges, among other powers.
Stop right there. Wirelessly defuse their grenades.
Yeah, that's kind of...
like.
Okay, if they're like...
Dude, people can do that. No, bro.
It.
Okay, the big thing is I'm thinking is that it's since
everything
it's a futuristic
connected.
Chicago, you know, right. They're more EMP type grenades and
so
stuff like that.
Let's go on the black market and buy some old grenades.
Right? Some old school grenades.
It's called the internet, people.
Hack this shit.
it's not stopping. I'm trying to press the button as fast.
It's called good old fashioned gunpowder.
The pen's back
boom.
In, but it's not doing anything.
That's probably going to be some DLC. You get muskets. You can't hack my gun. I have
so
a musket.
Stupid.
Yeah. I carry only cash. I don't have a credit card.
I've lived off the grid for all of my life.
Yeah. He has a notepad.
This is your password.
It's my text message
for you. Guarantee there's not going to be one damn pencil in that game.
That's awful.
There should be. I would pay money for DLC for the old school stuff.
It's going to be a weapon. It's going to be a shank.
Yeah.
It's a pencil.
I hacked your pencil. You can't use it now.
Wow.
Competitive multiplayer matches will take place in locked-off section of the single-player city. However, Ubisoft has confirmed that a free-roam game type will be featured.
So Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
How they do the death matches, they just lock off a little area.
Rebel Days.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Why don't we have a new one of those?
Please, Rockstar.
Bring back Red Dead.
Oh, my gosh.
Hashtag
that needs to come back.
Dead.
Bring it back, bitch.
You basically set up a freaking sequel at the end of it.
Right.
So just, all right. This is news.
The publisher confirmed an asymmetric tablet versus console game type, a la Cyber Heist, which is available now online everywhere for free. So go get it. This mode has... one player controlling a helicopter on the tablet map screen, earning points the longer that the television player is kept in view.
You get that?
So it's like a mini game. Mm.
So what they show, because we watched, it was a 9-minute video on this.
Yeah, I didn't watch all 9 minutes.
I watched the whole 9 minutes. And one person has a tablet, and all they see is like a top-down view of the grid, the map or whatever. And then they'll see like a little red car, which is the player that you're trying to follow. And then you see your helicopter flying around. You can finger move it to try to keep him in, you know, in your line of sight or whatever. And as he's driving in real time, you're following him just like that. And you can hack the street lights. You can call police officers to, you know, you can burst like pipes or something like that, and to like make his car flip over or something. It was
telling me this is gonna be the video game version of the movie Hackers.
There was a game that came out a long time ago, and it was a Disney produced game, and it was about it was a racing game, and
Split Second. Yep.
You would detonate different special effects.
Yeah, it's actually really cool.
So that's what it seems like. The person with the tablet is he detonates all the traps and everything that are around the city, and the other person is just driving.
Is the racer?
Yeah. Activated my trap car.
Yeah.
The tablet player can spend earned points on world hacks, such as traffic light changes. And so you're going to hack the light to make it red?
Yeah.
Well, like but no, well, stop, you change it, other you cars change it so the oncoming.
Yeah.
You
so
can
oncoming.
Screw up traffic, yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. It's not like he's going to stop. Crap, red light.
Red light, I'm caught. I'm
darn.
Damn, you're good.
And the sign comes on busted.
That's terrible. I can't wait to play this on the Wii U.
Wow.
That's the only game system that has a tablet built in.
Well, you got to just go buy a $400 tablet.
Excuse me for not being part of the 1%.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
He's part of the, go out there and buy tablets.
No, he's part of the other 1%.
Part of the broke.
Wow.
The 99. The broke people, all right?
The other deployment will include like different levels of quality of police cars to release. The console player, meanwhile, is challenged to complete a race course.
Driving in circles.
Pretty much, yeah. I don't know. It
could be entertaining.
Yeah, I'll play it for about
all of 2 seconds.
Yeah,
you'll play it once.
We'll do
and
like
be done.
Three matches.
Dude, come over to my house. So
you
we
know
can
what
play.
That game mode's called?
What?
Titanfall.
Wow.
Ooh,
wow.
Is that what we're gonna call things that are cool for real? Like a couple minutes.
Like a split second. Yep.
Wow.
Oh, that's hella Titanfall.
That's terrible because there's a lot of Titanfall stuff coming out. I bet.
Oh, Corduroy. That's hella Titanfall.
Well, if rape was changed to Jaime Lannister. Might as well.
The other half of that video, they showed more in depth on the person coming into somebody else's game and hacking their phone and stuff like that.
And that's pretty cool.
In a taco truck.
Yeah, in a taco truck. In a taco truck. It was pretty cool how he couldn't find the person that was hacking his phone, and it was like a crowded area, so he just started shooting in the air to make everybody run away.
Yep.
And he was like, oh, that person's not moving like a NPC, you know?
Oh, really?
Little smart.
Clever girl.
Yeah, and then a raptor comes in.
He bites him in the face.
Oh, that was the big stories, everybody. Now we're going to go to a little segment we like to call Bang Bites. Steven, if you will.
That's terrible.
I'm not going to lie. The first thing that came into my head was Bang Bites. That's why I just stayed quiet.
Bang Bites, a segment of the show that asks, what you biting?
Wow. We can't just keep throwing what you and then whatever else.
It's so sassy, though.
Wow.
What you biting?
It's like it's the black woman of mottos.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's the Madea of mottos.
Tyler Perry. BlizzCon hordes invade Anaheim November 7th and 8th.
What's going to be big at BlizzCon?
That said BlizzCon whores. So
wow.
BlizzCon whores.
Typo.
They invaded Anaheim.
They
BlizzCon,
planned?
It'll be... You know, it'll be more...
Me rage you long time.
Me rage you
long time. It'll be more...
Hearthstone.
And then...
a new
Legends, and then Legends of the Storm, or Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah.
Which is their...
MOBA.
Non-MOBA MOBA.
It's a MOBA.
I think they're moving WoW to a new engine, Source Engine, too.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well,
Unreal
3?
Oh, yeah, and there's the new... And the,
and Snowdrop.
Yeah. Wow, you're right.
You're right. And there is the new WoW expansion, the Warlords of Draenor.
That's not out yet?
No.
It better not be Draenor.
Of Draenor?
That's how you get your
new character
marketing.
Class, Mr. Clean.
That's how you get your marketing in
special
there.
Move to Scrubbing Bubbles.
But yeah, they got that. And you know what's funny is actually I've been talking to a couple people. The Hearthstone is actually getting super competitive, like league, like gaming houses and sponsorships and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a card game.
It's actually supposed to be really good.
I saw a headline somewhere on maybe Kotaku or something like that. Where
it was probably nerdreactor.com. Go check it out.
They were like, I hate this game, but I can't stop playing it.
Yeah.
So I guess it must be addictive in some way.
No. PlayStation Home now lets you give out creepy hugs.
To the two people that are still on PlayStation Home.
Yeah, they show a couple of GIFs or whatever you want to call it, of the creepy hugs.
Mom's like, you just choose GIF.
That is the weirdest thing. Why would I go into the game and, hey, what's up, dude? X. You just slowly hug somebody.
Is it a slow hug, too?
It's medium.
What's the duration?
I don't know.
You keep tapping X to make it go longer.
Wow. I'm not letting this person
let
go.
Let me go. Gotta log
out. What is the
Jamie,
purpose of that,
I got
though?
Jamie'd.
What is the purpose of that, though?
More realistic. Like,
and then I just heard today that the Home is not in the PS4.
No.
And you know, I don't think our generation is a hugging generation, so that makes it a little creepier.
We're with the side hug.
Yeah, I'm like a side hug, if not like a, hey, turn it into a high five or a cool handshake or something.
There's too many germs out there.
That's true. Yeah. There are some dirty people out there.
Yeah.
Some dirty birds.
Braum, the new League of Legends champion, baby.
Another tanky support, finally.
As Noel says, the first dedicated support champion, he says.
Noel says a lot of stuff.
He does look from the skills and stuff I've read. It doesn't look like he can be much used for, like, you can build him towards a different range. But that's not the first. Leona is totally full support. Like, you can't really build her much anything else other than tank. But, I mean, you want
Leona
your support
Lewis?
Tanky.
Yeah.
Yes, Leona Lewis. Lewis. Yep. Yep.
She's bleeding love?
Yep.
Wow.
She doesn't bleed love?
No. So, but, yeah, she's not the first dedicated support. But, or he's not the first dedicated support, but he does look to be a dedicated support and looks pretty fun.
Awesome big shield user.
Mm-hmm. Got ice. Some good, really good defensive moves. Can jump between you and the enemy to block your shots with like a shield. Blocks everything that passes through.
Some sort of European thing. It looks like he's going to be a comical type character too.
Aren't they all?
He's like a... he's more supposed to be like more Nordish or whatnot again. Yeah.
Just think Smite, but not fun. There you go, Steve.
I've already played League. It's terrible. Terrible game.
First look at the next gen Call of Duty. I saw the picture.
Yeah, you see a cheek.
Yeah, you see a
we'll get
a
the full
cheek. Of a black guy.
We'll see that a full reveal next month.
That makes Call no of Duty. Sense. Why would I care about this picture?
Now we cater to black characters, finally.
They're going
to
do three.
It took us a while.
They're putting three developers in the cycle now.
Sledgehammer just jumped in, so now.
Oh, God, and they made the worst ones.
I know.
Why would you put them in your rotation? This which they
because
just need
to give more time for Treyarch to make better ones.
Yeah, every 5 years.
Do you guys, I'm telling you, I'm gonna find that article and I'm gonna post it. It doesn't matter. Call of Duty keeps getting more and more sales, no matter what.
I hate it.
Freaking
rare. I want Bethesda to make a Call of Duty.
They can make one and it.
No,
probably
they need to
more.
Focus on Fallout 4. That's what they need. To
Speaking
focus
of
on.
Call of Duty, though, did you guys see one of the new DLCs they're doing? The announcer.
The Snoop Dogg one?
That's pretty cool. Like, the custom lines, like, I almost want to play Call of Duty just for, like, one match. Just
like
to
I said.
All
for the bomb bizzle.
Yeah.
For that explicit.
We said he'll probably take way too long with his izzles in there, and then you lose the objective.
Wasn't it Ice Cube that did it before?
Ice Cube did Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
The Snoop Doggy Dizzles are on the loose.
And his was kind of weird. Because
I like
he was
his.
Very aggressive sometimes, and then he was very calm.
Enemy's got the bomb.
Yeah.
Enemy's got the bomb. Yeah, exactly.
And then he would just be very calm the next second. All right, team. Like, all right.
He was in Friday mode.
Cool.
Let's see. FTC clears Facebook's purchase of Oculus VR.
FTC is the
Federal Trade Commission.
So
yeah, I know
like
what it
Facebook.
Is. I'm just processing.
I mean, didn't
this
you
whole
write
thing.
These notes?
No, yeah. I just couldn't remember for a hot second what FTC stood
scratch,
for.
Scratch it. Didn't you copy and paste these notes?
Both. A little of both.
From nerdreactor.com.
Yeah. So I guess now it's all clear for Zuckerberg to put one on his face.
I cannot wait till it starts getting applied to live events.
I just want the events,
Sword Art Online.
That's all I want, the events. Mix that with some really good headphone company. What's a good headphone company?
Beats by Dre.
No, get the fuck out of here.
What was it? Ludacris's? You want some Ludacris?
You want some Souls?
The Souls. Monsters?
How about some
Astros?
How about some Sennheisers?
Ray J doesn't have a...
Some German... Some Sennheisers!
Ray J has some?
I don't know. I'm just throwing
the
I-Bang
Kims?
Yeah.
I'd
wear them.
That's going to be on his gravestone. That's all that guy did.
It's a boob on each side.
He made a whole family.
It's going to say...
Famous with his penis.
It's going to say... Part one,
did he not?
Moesha's my sister.
Yes. Yeah.
Part two, I banged Kim Kardashian.
And made a whole family famous. You know who the Kardashians were beforehand?
Of course I did.
No one knew who they were.
Well, you should be ashamed for knowing that beforehand.
When I found out her father was on the...
Olympic team?
No,
that's her stepdad.
I'm talking about her dad was a lawyer on OJ's trial.
OJ, yep.
I was like, really? Because all I remember is the black guy that was rhyming, and then the frazzled.
If the glove don't fit,
yeah, exactly.
You must have quit.
So I was like, he must have just been in the back. But then Ray J comes along, and there it is.
Bangs his daughter, and bam, millions.
There it is. Now it's Kanye's.
Yeah, it's Kanye's.
Fam. Microsoft Files.
Smackdown is now a habit.
Wow.
You ever seen that in South Park?
Yeah.
If she was a hobbit, then she would have hairy feet. And he goes, wait a minute. He's like thinking about it. Yeah. He starts like adding all the pieces up and he calls. He's like, baby, are you a hobbit? No, no, you're not. You're not a hobbit. Okay. My baby's not a hobbit.
Microsoft Files Eden Falls trademark.
What is Eden Falls?
I don't even know.
You put it in quotations, so it's ominous.
Yeah,
it sounds vaguely familiar to something they've done before,
it's
but I couldn't
be
tell
a
you.
Freaking Halo.
No.
Or
something like that. No, I imagine if it's anything, it's something to do with like Remedy, that they're doing something.
It's
Remedy,
a Gears
the guys
of War.
Who did Alan Wake and stuff like that. I wouldn't sure. Like, they might be the one of their new shows they're calling. The Quantum Break and
Child
stuff.
Of Eden.
Well, I just Googled Eden Falls.
Eden Rises.
And it's a natural waterfall in Arkansas.
Yeah, I knew that, but...
I knew that.
I did. I knew it was a natural waterfall. I couldn't tell you what state it was in, but I knew it was a waterfall. But I
so now that means Microsoft owns that place.
Yep. Owns it. I think that's how the law works.
Yeah, that's exactly how the law works.
Xbox One reaches Japan on September 4th.
And it's never been in Japan.
Care. No.
Seriously?
No, that's why.
Why do you think the sales are so low?
Yeah, that's why. Well, that's not going to help.
There's got to be a lot of hipster Japanese people.
There will be some. Three.
Yeah, they buy Wii U's.
They do. No, they do. Japanese are all about the Wii U. That's where the Nintendo does all their
stuff. You speak
for
the whole country of Japan?
I know everybody.
So Mr. Masamoto told me himself.
A very rice man once told me.
Did you say a very rice man?
Yeah.
That's racist.
I didn't. Yeah, you just didn't understand my accent, my dialect.
But yeah, I understand the delay. I mean, it's not popular over there. Xbox isn't
it's never been.
But I don't think this is going to be like, oh, now it's going out crazy. Now it's going to explode over.
Because Xbox One is only available in like 3 or 4 countries right now versus the PlayStation's like 17 or something crazy.
It needs to drop the price.
Put that emulator.
Put that emulator like today. Like it needs to.
What the hell are you even waiting for?
Yeah, I don't know.
In Satya Nadella, I trust.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah, Satya has got things going, guys. Things are getting better for old Microsoft.
No,
they got Bill Gates. Bill Gates is an advisor again. He's back with the company, helping Satya make these good decisions.
He's probably buying Xbox Ones just to raise the sales right now.
Satya, the sales are doing great.
Yeah,
he's loading up his truck. Assassin's Creed series sells $73 million.
And the world weeps once again.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because it's the same old game every
I'm
year.
I'm so tired of Assassin's Creed. Mm. Oh, my God.
Like, it's a good formula. I'll give it that.
Yeah.
You know? When
go ahead. Finish.
No, when it comes out, it's definitely, you know, okay, I like this game. The free running is fun. The assassination is fun. The story is there.
Yeah.
But
you don't like that story, bro?
Let's be real.
Space?
I really haven't seen.
That's what kills it.
Let's be real. I really haven't seen much stealth in the Assassin's Creed either. You're just gonna run in, stab everybody, and then go jump in a pile of hay. That's not stealth. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Like it's a fucking Assassin's game.
Kill everybody until nobody knows.
There you go. That works too.
Kill all the witnesses.
Yeah.
Kill everybody.
I think my biggest gripe with Assassin's Creed.
Children.
Yeah.
Because you can't do it.
What was it?
Biggest gripe?
Gripe with the Assassins is they just come out too soon, and it's because it's saturated the market. There's no other type of free running action game that, you know, Ubisoft or another company has tried to make, because why are they going to compete with Assassin's Creed? Because Assassin's Creed sells and it's going to outsell this other non-known title.
Yeah, it's Maddenized.
You know? And it's like, yeah, exactly. It's Maddenized. I hate how Maddenized all of our main games have become. Even like the RPGs and, you know, in the market have become that same way. You know, where's my Grandias? Where's my Suikoden's? Where are my other good?
Did you see
and
the Suikoden
2
coming
is coming
out?
To PlayStation. Yeah. Cannot wait.
Coming out.
But, you know, it's just that I want more of that variety for all the genres of games.
That
know?
Means more people have to buy those games then.
Yeah.
And then they get mad.
Gamers out
and
there.
Get upset.
Yeah.
Gamers out there taking a page from Corey. Vote with your dollars.
Yeah. Vote taking a page from Corey.
Was, yeah, I came up with that.
No, we're not doing the round robin on that one.
Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. That's a good slogan.
It was a good slogan.
Let me have
that. That was a good one. That was a good one. Corey was the first person
because,
I heard
no,
say that.
I didn't come up with it myself whenever I said it the first time.
I invented it back in 1980.
Wow.
I heard it from Corey back in high school.
Yeah. Wow, that's a
that was 2002.
I walked up.
I got
to
that
him,
from
a young Jada. I said,
"The early."
We don't know each other very well, but vote with your dollars.
Because he was running from... for he was running for class president yep. freshman year.
I yep. got that vote from an early G4 TV show, and that guy Scott Rubin.
I produced that show.
Wow,
that guy was the idea for that.
He was a gaming genius. Like he can tell the trends. Where they needed to go, and most likely that will
kind of like me, yeah.
You know, okay, now, Mr. Microsoft Phone. What are you talking about?
It's gonna.
It's eventually.
I might have been a little too early on that.
No,
one. I was a little early. It's coming.
You were just wrong, sir.
Yeah.
You
it's gonna. Just... It's gonna Jamie Lannister.
No, it's Jamie Lannister
the cell phone
itself.
Oh, goodness.
It's Jamie Lannister itself.
But yeah,
you know, you're the only customer, Corey. They came out with Cortana for you.
No, here. I've put Cortana side by side with Siri and Google now.
I've seen that video.
Cortana whoops ass.
No, I've seen the video.
I've seen the video too.
No, yeah. I've done it in person, bro.
Okay,
I've done it in person.
They did it. You probably had like a little bias. Who's the best
no.
Microsoft? She was like,
no,
yeah, it's Microsoft.
Here's the big differences.
Best.
Siri has the personality aspect, but it doesn't have like the functionality. Most of the things you ask Siri to do, it's going to give you a Google search. I mean, a Bing. Yeah, I think it's a Google search.
No, it's Google, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what I found on the web.
You go to Siri and you say, hey, Siri, can you set an alarm for me to wake up at so-and-so? I think it can do a few basic ones, but nothing advanced using GPS or anything. Google Now can do a lot of functional, awesome things that you wouldn't expect to do, like turn my Wi-Fi on, and it'll just turn it on or go through all your settings and stuff. But it has zero personality, mm-hmm. and that's kind of lame.
Yeah, I hate that.
The thing is... Because I saw the video, I saw a video of a guy put all three of them together, and he asked the same question at the same time with all of them, and then they would come up, and it was still.
Did they argue with each other?
No,
Siri on Arsenio.
Siri still kind of won out of all of them.
No,
yeah, man. I mean, Google.
The Google one was close.
The Google one was close.
Cortana. If you're trying to say Cortana was in third, you're crazy.
Well, but
Cortana. It was. It seemed like they were. It was a level playing field. Like nothing was. More stand out than the other, like, oh, I have to have Cortana or I have to have Siri.
Well, and you remember, you got to realize Siri's been out for a long time now. And Google, you know, Google's a fucking mastermind. Cortana's still new. She's still at the, you know.
I think it's just because there's only so much you can do with these voice command type of things until you get an AI that's in your phone. And you're not going to get that.
That's what Cortana, when they were researching Cortana, they did the research and they did surveys and they worked with actual, personal assistants to like celebrities and stars and stuff and asked what their tricks were. And that's how they came up with like Cortana's notebook. I have a notebook I can go in there and edit. So like just down to like weird personal things. Like it knows who my wife is. It knows who my sister is. It knows who, so I can just say, tell my mom, I'll be there in a minute. And it just does it and it's gone. There's the coolest
you
feature.
You can't do that on other.
No, it won't. Not that to my knowledge, you, especially on Google, I know it does.
Yeah.
No,
Google's doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think
Siri might, but you'd have to be like coded. Like if you say my mom, your contact would have to be my mom.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no.
And there's other. Yeah, actually, because I swear to you, there's other ways to do it. It's just the probably wording that you say.
The coolest thing that Google can do, and Cortana does it, but Cortana does it better,
wow.
is the geo reminders. So I've been doing this a lot recently, and it's actual functional. Like it's not just like a cool little hat trick. I've been actually doing it. Where if I know I got to get dog food at Costco, I say, hey, Cortana, remind me when I'm at Costco to get dog food. And she'll say, okay, and sets a reminder. And so it uses my GPS to know when I'm at a Costco. I get my alert that says, hey, buy some dog food, asshole.
If your phone said, buy some dog food, asshole, I would buy that damn phone, too.
You could tell.
And I would be the second sucker to buy a Windows phone.
You could tell Cortana to call
me
asshole.
Who's I don't know if it was on the show or maybe at work or something like that. I heard somebody say that it, one of the phones starts to learn your mannerisms. Like, if you go every day after work to a teriyaki place, it automatically will come up and say, hey, you know, teriyaki place 5 miles away or something like that.
Oh, your habits.
At a certain, yeah, your habits. Like every day at 5, you go there and then it'll automatically just bring up the map for some reason.
Jesus. Mm.
Like it starts to learn your habits from what you do. Like you always text the same person every day. You know, hey, it's time to wake up or something like that.
I think Google does that.
I heard that somewhere, but that's a little weird.
Well, because mine, like my phone or whatnot, like if I, when I'm, you know, getting ready to go home or whatnot, I'll open up my phone or whatnot. And sometimes it'll open straight to maps. It'll tell, you know, this is your, you know, your route to home and stuff like that. It doesn't, I haven't seen it all the time, but I've seen it a few times where it's popped up automatically.
Cortana can learn your favorite places. And so there is, like, I've looked in the notebook and she could tell like where my work is and stuff. And I didn't have to like keep manually entering it. Mm-hmm. Like, she just knew when I was there one time, I was like, oh, this is work. And she remembered.
And they do that on Android as well.
Yeah, they do it on the.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic updates,
yep.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and one thing I know that Google can't do is that Microsoft gave Cortana access to all the third party developers too. So third-party developers can...
Well, there's like three utilize. For Microsoft, so it's like, that's not hard. Stupid. Like, come on.
Yeah, but she could open your apps and then actually do tasks within those apps.
Yeah, it's like three apps on the microphone.
It's like handing my phone to, you know, my servant and saying, hey.
What have you used it for?
Nothing yet.
Exactly.
But the geotagging one is awesome.
Do you pay this servant?
Nope.
Then it is slave.
There's one awesome Easter egg that they did. If you ask Cortana what she thinks of Clippy, she says something, I can't remember what it is, but then the Cortana icon turns into Clippy.
Have you? Can you do in different languages?
Clippy. Oh,
what do you mean?
The paper clip from Microsoft. Yeah.
Because a coworker of mine today, she just spoke to her Siri in Japanese.
And it just picked up, right?
And it starts speaking Japanese. Booyah!
Back.
Whoa!
Cortana only speaks
basic.
Bungie. I was like, basic? Wow.
I said Bungie.
She only speaks C++.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Warface exits beta and enters Warzone on Xbox 360.
And I would totally be on that game if I had Xbox Live.
Dude, just go. It's freaking $60.
I don't know. I'm eventually get it because apparently there's a sale where it's like 55% off on that PayPal website.
Ooh.
I'm going to have to go hit that up.
I call that a bargain.
Yeah.
Do it.
Namco Bandai reveals Rise of Incarnate, a 2v2 PC fighting game.
You can check out that full article on nerdreactor.com. Because
that's the only one he got.
I love how he jumped in there with it too. You can get that one on nerdreactor.com.
Yeah, but it looked interesting. I mean, the headline automatically got me interested, and I haven't seen like a 2-on-2 fighting game since like Mugen.
I used to love getting in a solid tag team.
Now is it 2-on-2 like four people in the
it's
arena?
It's four
at once?
People in the arena,
okay.
At once. Yeah,
cool.
But what they did was like that. It's a fully 3D type of thing.
Is it like
thing.
Foreground, background?
No. It's not side. That's what I thought it was going to be.
So like you can't like...
It's Naruto, Ultimate Ninja Storm type of deal. But
okay.
More, well, all the characters are made up. It looks like I wanted to read the whole thing, but I was in a rush. Sorry.
This thing didn't work out on Dragon Ball Z game though, did it? Wasn't people saying that
Battle
it sucked?
For Z.
No, yeah. Apparently it didn't do too well.
The main thing was the character roster was just terrible. Which, so when we get Battle of Z 2 next year, people will be like, oh, this is awesome. All the characters are here.
Yeah, and then 4 years from now when we get Battle of Z 4, you're going to have like 100-something plus characters of just random people.
Now
just,
I have Goku just, with a tail.
Yeah.
Just let it die.
It's not going. It's the grandfather of anime.
Die. Yeah, Dragon Ball is never going to die.
You can't let that die. Ever. It's good. It's good.
Just kill it.
Thanks for sticking with us. Video game
that was
bang.
It?
Back in full effect. Yeah, time flies when we're having fun.
I'm talking about the bang bites. I could have swore there was another one.
No, that was it.
Oh.
We covered it all in semen.
Wow.
Okay, that's my cue. Time to hit that old dusty trail again.
Somebody Lannister that.
Jesus.
We want to remind you that if you want some semen-free t-shirts, go to...
Will you stop saying semen? Just be quiet.
And go to the store tab. And you go to the store tab, and we have Video Game Bank shirts for boys and girls.
Promise you, Corey did not touch any of them.
These are outsourced. And a portion of it will be going to charity. So hook us up and hook up charity. We're trying to decide which one. We will announce it soon, but I promise it will go.
The Lannister Rape Foundation.
Yes.
That's helping awful. The victims of Jaime Lannister.
That's terrible.
Battered, raped sisters.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's all going to Cersei.
We want to remind you, check us out on Twitter at Video Game Bang, on Facebook.com/Video Game Bang. We have a Tumblr, a Google Plus, a YouTube. Aaron, you got some projects coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, a couple of projects in the works, a couple of Smite projects.
There might be some projects coming up.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, you just might like them.
Yeah. I see what you did there. This is the part of the show where we all hate ourselves.
And we just do puns after puns after puns.
Yeah, Rapunzel.
Okay, we're done. We're done.
And that's why people should go back and watch the show where you're not there.
Oh, wow. That show.
The jokes are better.
Wow. I'll give you guys that. It was a cute show.
Cute show? What are you talking about?
It was cute.
Top.
It was nice seeing people try to have a podcast.
Top two.
Out of all episodes. Top two.
It was no rules, everybody. There was no rules.
That's
there
for sure.
There was no structure.
And rule number one must have been...
Aaron could not read.
I could not.
Aaron needs to go back to school.
I could not read for anything. Well, the print was small.
He needs to go back to shul.
Oh, my
God. And what were you guys thinking with Jerry as the third man in charge? Come on.
There literally was a room full of other people.
You should have got the drunk people. That would have been more entertaining.
There was anybody that was crazy drunk.
Well, everybody... The show's been great. We love you all. Thank you so much for being with us. We want to welcome Jada back. Great to have her back. And we will see you next week on Video Game Bang.
Let me bang again, man.
Now go fuck yourselves.